call the meeting of East West Gateway to order. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes for September 23rd? Have a motion, second, all in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Discussion items, A, I believe.
We have one quick discussion item, one St. Louis plan, just an update. As most of you remember, last time you wanted us to take into consideration some other issues back then. We would hold a special meeting in December. If you could mark your calendar, the normal time to hold that is the 1st of December. If Wednesday works, it would be December 11th at 10 o'clock. If that will work for most of you. And if we see that it doesn't, let us know. And it should be a quick meeting, that's what we're doing. David has a brief update. And by the way, this is a long agenda, but bear in mind, we can get through it pretty quickly, and we don't meet again until January. So there's a reward there.
And Dave, brief is the key word.
Very brief. Good morning, everyone. You saw the draft One STL plan last month, and as Ed mentioned, we're going to be bringing you a final draft in early December for your review before the board meeting in December. So we are taking additional comments through the end of this week, and then we have only a couple of weeks to turn that around. So please, if you have any concerns or comments or thoughts, you can post them straight to the comment forum on the onestl.org website, or you can just send an email to any of us, and we'll take care of it. We'll incorporate what your comments are, and we'll let you know if we don't incorporate them, why we didn't. But by and large, all the comments we've got so far are being incorporated into the revision to the draft plan, and we should have that for you, hopefully about the time of the annual meeting. I also want to mention the morning session of the annual meeting on November 15th will feature a two and a half hours on the One STL plan with the partners that have been involved, talking about next steps and what they see for issues going forward. That's really what I have for you, unless there's some questions about One STL.
Any questions? Thank you. We'll go on to the action items.
All right, action items, we have two modification requests, A and B, and they will be covered with Jason.
Sure. I asked requesting to modify the 14 to 17 CFP by adding two new projects. The first project is for preliminary engineering for First Street Connector in East St. Louis. The total cost of this project is $2 million. The second project is being added on behalf of a 366 organization in Illinois. This project is for the installation of 40 bike racks along scenic byways and has a total cost of about $38,000. Staff recommends that the TIP be revised and add these two new projects.
Any questions or comments? Mayor?
I move.
We got a motion, second by Mr. Ham on the question. All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
All right. MoDOT is requesting to revise the 2014-17 TIP to add two new projects and five scoping projects and modify eight projects currently in the program. The first project MoDOT is requesting to add construct sidewalks on Route 340 in Olivet for a total cost of about $1.5 million. The second project is to surface Route TP for a total cost of $109,000. MoDOT is also requesting to add five scoping projects as well as modify eight projects currently programmed in the TIP. These projects are summarized on the table in your memo. At this time, staff is recommending that the TIP be revised to add two new projects, five scoping projects, and modify eight projects.
Any questions? Okay, go ahead.
I vote the recruit.
Second by Mr. Dooley on the question. All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you, Jason. Item C.
Item C, amendment to a unified working plan, Jim.
Good morning. As you're probably aware, the Unified Planning Work Program is a document that outlines all the planning activities that East West Gateway works on, as well as any other planning activities that are being done in the region that involve federal transportation. We're asking to amend this year's UPWP, or Unified Planning Work Program, They had one project for comprehensive complete streets plan in Metro East. It entailed receiving about $60,000 from the Illinois Department of Transportation for that program where they would do complete streets planning in municipalities. That work may be done by East West Gateway, or it may be done by another agency, but we wanted to make sure it was included in our doc so that the project could be done. The money should be available beginning of January, and it'll be a pretty quick turnaround on the completion. Do you have any questions?
No questions for Jim. Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion, is there a second?
Second.
Second, on the question, all in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it.
Paul, who heads up Great Streets Projects, we need authorization to accept matching funds on Great Streets Project, but I think we approved last.
Sure, so, right, last month you authorized us to enter in negotiation with MIG on the planning services for the West Florissant Great Streets Project in Ferguson and Delwood. Now we're asking that you authorize us to match funds for the project. At the time, we didn't know the exact nature of the structure, how that was going to, the agreement, how it was going to be formed. Now we do. All three co-sponsors are committed. It's a single agreement with Ferguson and some agreements they have with the other two sponsors. Any questions?
Any questions? Entertain a motion?
So moved.
We have a motion.
Second.
Second. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Thank you, Paul. E&L.
Today we're getting most of the staff worked into a few presentations. Next person, Lubna, who handles modeling and everything else, and she showed you the statistics that she works with. You get cross-eyed at times, but it's very complicated. But there are two things, that functional classification, and then the other thing, as a result of the census, has to be changed as a result of loss. But would you explain that?
Sure. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
First thing is, as I mentioned, talking about the functional classification. Functional classification is a process by which we group roadways based on how they function and how they service the whole system. Twice a year, council staff, along with WDOT and IDOT staff, solicits application for changes to the functional class. In the last round, we got 64 applications. 52 of those received the request to change, while 12 did not meet the criteria for the change that was requested. So at this point, staff is recommending that the functional classification system be changed to include the 52 modifications.
Any questions for Luna on
it's all in here.
This is for ENF.
This is just for E, I believe.
This is for E
right now.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Ellman.
I thought
the meeting was going pretty bad.
I have a
home favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Action item, yeah.
Okay, this is about the urban area boundaries. U.S. Census Bureau delineates the urban area boundaries after every census. Federal transportation legislation does allow for adjustments to the census-defined boundaries and coming up with a revised boundary or smoother adjusted boundary. Staff has been working with WDOT and IDOT and come up with a urban area boundary for our census planning regions, which will be used in our transportation planning process. Staff is recommending at this point that the revised or adjusted boundary be adopted for use in our 8-county planning.
Any questions for Luna? What's wrong?
There you go.
That's close.
What did you use to draw the urban boundary to show?
The starting point, of course, is what census recommends.
I can't.
The starting point is what the census has recommended.
Right.
And after that, there are guidelines provided by census and FHWA. We have to stay within those. And the primary measure that census uses is population. But the other things that we do look at in that process would be an urban center, which would have zero population, but it is interacting very strongly with our area, in our area, or what we see as possible growth in the near future. And even then, there is so far that we can extend beyond what the census has recommended. So we have to stay within the guidelines. And
okay, but do you look at the master plan that the county's involved, for instance? Where they think the growth is going to be?
We work with MoDOT.
No, do you look at the master plans?
Not necessarily.
For the county, because I think all of our master plans is where we think the urban area is going to grow to. So do you look at those?
Well, we include our...
No, do you look at those?
In a way, yes, we do.
Huh?
In a way, yes, we do.
In a way, you do? Okay.
Yes, because we look at...
Because there's large sections in St. Charles County that we have in our master plan that are, you know, are zoned for future residential growth. And the other thing that caught my eye is you've taken the confluence in St. Charles County, which is all farmland and parks, and various groups want to keep it that way, and you've designated the confluence area in St. Charles County as the urban area. Why was that?
I'll have to look at that again, but like I said...
Pardon me?
We have...
You can look at that again.
We cannot pull it back in as compared based on what the census has defined. And we cannot go out more than 2.5 miles.
But I mean, are you saying that you think that area is going to become an urban area?
I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about, and I can look at that. But
where the Missouri and Mississippi River come together in the confluence in St. Charles, like a triangle there. And there's only about 5 or 6 farmhouses down there now. That's all right, we can talk about it later.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that. Right. Like I said, there are different guidelines. There could be a certain limit that we have to follow, a natural feature, so I'll have to look at that.
Mr. Chairman, that's the only question.
Any other questions, comments?
We need to bring it back.
Okay, entertain a motion.
So moved.
Have a motion, is there a second?
Second.
Second on the question, all in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you. Action item G.
Jim will cover this. It's the calendar year budget. Bear in mind that we operate under, I think, sometimes I feel like 15, and I know Royce feels like 15 different budgets, but we operate under fiscal year. We also operate under calendar year. This is the calendar year budget that has to be approved on paper because we do not meet again until January. So that's the way it works, Jim.
So each year at your annual meeting, the general membership approves the budget between calendar year and Christmas statement. Prior to taking that budget to the general membership for approval, we take it to the executive advisory committee and this board for a recommendation to the general membership. This year, the calendar year budget is $22,697,000. And more than 75% of those funds are passed through to other agencies for security and safety initiatives or to consultants for activities that are going to be done as part of various programs that we have here at East West Gate. About $5.6 million of the funds are for internal budget uses. To pay salaries, to pay rent, to pay for electricity, benefits, those sorts of things. This year, we're receiving a little over $22,000 from the Missouri Department of Transportation and almost $240,000 from the Illinois Department of Transportation for planning activities in the region. In addition to that, we charge an annual TIP application fee of 1.5%. And the annual per capita assessment that's levied on each of the counties, which are $215,000 and $321,000.
And those funds are used to match our federal PL dollars that we use. Right now, the per capita assessment is 12.5%. It has remained at 12.5% for several years. We don't anticipate that increasing in the near future. The internal operating budget, $4.5 million is budgeted for salaries and benefits for 58 full-time employees. This year, we're looking at a proposed 2% cost of living increase and 1% merit increase for staff. But we're also budgeting or projecting a 20% increase in insurance due to the cost of insurance going up. The COLA, the merit raises, the associated incremental benefits are projected at costing a total of $114,000, of which $21,000 would be paid for using global funds. The other $92,000 would be federal funds and wouldn't be affecting our budget. In addition to the calendar year budget, staff's presenting a modification to the personnel program. The program for the plan actually requires that the executive director review it every 2 years and suggest changes if necessary. The one change we are recommending this year is to change our salary schedule so that it would be able to accommodate the 2% cost of living increase. The personnel plan, as revised, will not result in any automatic salary. We're recommending approval of the calendar year 2014 budget and the adjustments to personnel.
Any questions to Jim?
A couple of things that I call your attention to. Insurance, the reason we have to project it, we don't know that because our insurance bids come in January and it doesn't start until February. It's a unique thing. And the other thing that I was going to bring to your attention, I've already forgotten, so it must not have been very important. I have those. It's escaping, right?
Mr. Chairman, I move to accept.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Question? All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Action item I. Or choose, excuse me,
H. H, that was mine. If you you all received the audit, and I'm sure you read page by page, but if you read anything, I always turn to the back, and I like to see that. We have, I'm really happy to tell you that we have a very clean audit. Everything, there were no material weaknesses at all, and the audit also identified, if you recall last year, they had identified some suggestions on some things. They went back and looked at those suggestions, and all of those have been, it identifies that all of those have been satisfied, too. Royce and her staff are being commended because right after the audit and it was presented to you, she met the staff to set in motion different things, and they have all been satisfied. Please.
Any questions, Fred?
Motion to accept the audit.
Second.
Second. On question, all in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Both ayes have it.
You do have at your desk, I've got to tell you, a personal letter to you from the audit company, too. You can take that and they identify that to the board specifically. I like those, too.
Action item I, Nick.
Morning. Our regional security expenditures is going to be quite extensive because obviously there's won't be any business gains over the next 7 months, so we don't get contributions done. The purchase this month will help improve citizen preparedness, response for emergency medical services, improve response for critical response teams and law enforcement that work in search and rescue. It'll continue regional collaboration for software products, which is both the Eastbound software and patient tracking software, and also continued funding of an intelligence analyst position within the St. Louis Terrorism Early Warning Unit. And there are quite a few core security purchases in the memo as well. All told, $2,697,167. I'll also point out that Chief Randy Lake, St. Clair County Emergency, Special Emergency Services Unit is here. Both he and I can answer any questions you may have about these expenditures.
Any questions? Next. Entertain a motion.
Move.
Have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Under other business, the first thing I want to mention is we need to have a nomination committee for the elected officials. I've been pitching for about 8 innings. They have to have relief pitching come in. I'm going to put on that committee Mr. Slay, Mr. Kern, Mr. Dooley, and I believe that will, that's all we need to do. Do I have a motion or anything? Okay, then I'll let you have a motion.
About 2 weeks ago, there was an executive committee consisting of the chief elected officials. It was posted, but something that came up the last time or the month before was the presentation of the freight study. And many of you said, now let's make this happen. Now, let's listen to the recommendations. Let's not let this grow dust. And so we met with the elected officials, your executive committee, and the question was, where do we want to go from here? Are we ready to put resources in to try to attract jobs instead of letting freight just go through the community, and let's see what we can do? And we suggested the possibility too of a workshop for the entire board to have a better understanding of what all of this is about. We're looking at a workshop after the first of the year. So I want to include everybody in as to what we're trying to do, working together as a regional freight study recommendation and where we go from here. And then we can all do that. So if everybody's willing, we'll do that. Okay. I think the mayor has something.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind everybody that we do have coming up in 2014 the 250th anniversary of St. Louis, and there is an organization called STL 250. There's going to be, and the idea is that we're inviting the entire region to be involved in it in some aspect. There's a lot of organizations out there that are doing things on an annual basis, whether it's, you know, the VP Fair or the first night of the Grand Center and parades that we have all over the region. And what we're trying to do is get as many organizations and people involved in doing something with a STL 250 theme. Josh Weese is my liaison with the effort in my office. And Josh, if you just want to just give a little morning or something.
Sure, I'll make it brief, like about 30 minutes. All right, I'll make this as brief as possible. As the mayor said, you know, 2014 will be the 250th anniversary of the founding of the city of St. Louis. So there's a number of events surrounding that anniversary. It kicks off with December 31st, you know, down at Grand Center, and will culminate in a weekend event, which is February 14th, 15th, and 16th in Forest Park, Canard Hill. The theme is Burning Love, and it's a large celebration. And what the STL 250 organization is doing is trying to reach out to all the regional players to get them involved. I know we've got some help from the Illinois side with St. Clair County, and I know St. Charles and St. Louis County. And I think they're just kind of looking to get some more input and some assistance from the other counties. I think it's going to be a wonderful event this year, and we're kind of working with as many groups as possible. So if anybody's got questions, I'd be more than happy to take those after the meeting. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
Mr. Mayor, I want to support Mayor Slade in the 25th year anniversary. That represents this whole region, quite frankly. It's a good thing, and it would be great if every county has some type of activity to get on that schedule. It would be a great thing for the whole area, and for the first time, get the opportunity to really show the St. Louis region how we work together to make things happen. And this is a good thing. I can't think of a better place than East West Gateway, quite frankly, because we all come together. And if we can't do anything, we can't do anywhere. So I think we have an opportunity that we should not pass up, that every county should be involved in this process and the 250-year anniversary. because again, just not a Missouri thing, it's also the Illinois as well. St. Louis is our downtown, we ought to be proud of it, and everybody, I said this on many occasions, I don't care if you're from St. Clair or Jefferson County, whatever, when people ask you where you're from, you get run up saying, well, St. Louis. That's what we all say. And so, again, it's to all our benefit. So it's a good thing.
And I just want to reiterate something, make it clear that there's going to be some special events for that particular celebration, particularly during February. But what we're doing is we're asking organizations throughout the region that have an annual event, have a parade, have something, to try to mix into it a STL 250 theme, you know, whether, and so you're going to see a lot of that. So there'll be you know, annual parades or annual events that we're going to be having in the city, for example, and we're going to try to insert we will be inserting in many of those, if not certainly everyone we can, some kind of a 250 theme, so that you're not making a whole bunch of new events, that you're taking existing events and putting a 250 theme, so that you get more events out there, more people doing more things without spending extra money, a lot of extra money, or doing a lot of things differently. But there will be special events that were put together just for the 250 celebration, like Josh was talking about. If you have any questions, talk to John. Actually, you have to meet him, call him the office.
Yeah. Is there any specifics to see if this is going to be an annual event or just between December and February?
No, it's going to be for the whole year. 2014 is the celebration year. You're going to see a big event in February at Forest Park. But and you're going to see the VP Fair, or the Fair St. Louis, I think we call it, is going to be having a 250 theme as well. It's going to be in Forest Park this year. So there's going to be, as I said, some new events, but throughout 2014, we're asking organizations to insert 250 themes, you know, if they can. And if not, and in your own communities, and invite people from around the region, but you're all always welcome to come into events that we're having in the city and the county as well for the 250 event. Certainly the ones that we are putting together as a special events for the 250 celebration. So there'll be special events, and then there'll be other events that are already organized, and they do them every year, that we're going to do the 250 theme.
Mr. Allen?
We've got some communities on the other side of the river coming up on 300 years.
Guys on the east side have been doing this 50 years. Talk to the rest of us. That's why you're so much smarter.
That's where our debt's so much higher.
Come on.
One example that involves this group is it's got the opening of a new bridge that this very year. At the same time, we also have the oldest bridge spanning the Mississippi too. So we've got the Eads and the new Mississippi Bridge. So that'd be something.
I'm listening. I'm here. My mayor is right across the river, like Mr. Duduli said, and it's for everybody. And I believe my mayor is waiting for someone to call and say, hey, let's involve East St. Louis. We're right across the river. Why don't some of that spill over to us?
There you go.
We need help too. It's for the region. And Mr. Duduli said it's real good.
If you have not been called, that's a huge mistake, because that was from the very beginning. We were getting you involved and other counties involved and cities that are involved throughout the St. Louis area. So I'm not shocked, but that was something that was said from the very beginning. Charlie and I started, we co-chair this event, this effort, and there is an executive director that's been hired to do the management of it. There is an organization of a board of directors. I would be very surprised. In fact, I know it involves people from the east side of Illinois. Yeah. So we'll get you involved and find out what, if you're not, why not?
That's my mayor, he's right there.
I know, there's a board, and I know there's Illinois representatives on the board.
Roy, I'm glad you raised the issue, and it sounds like I need to reach out to Mayor Slade's staff to make sure we are involved, because we haven't gotten a call yet, but we'll make sure to be connected. Because you're absolutely right, and Charlie said it last minute ago, it's a regional situation. St. Louis is the hub, which brings me to a point, Mr. Chairman, two things. Number one, Mayor Slade, not only do we call on you to make sure we win the World Series this year, but we're calling on you with a special call-in, as Dale Whitmire just said. We need to make sure that you put the call-in for next year. We need to win the World Series again.
Yeah, okay.
2014 as a part of celebrating 250 years.
Yeah, I like that. Tell the Rams that this 250 isn't the winning percentage.
I want to take the time to commend Mayor Slade and the City of St. Louis, along with all the other agencies. Metro, I know, has played a particularly instrumental role, along with St. Louis County, Charlotte Dooley, and all the rest who have ushered people safely into Busch Stadium during this playoff season, safely into and safely out of Busch Stadium, and ALDS, I mean not AL, but NLDS, NLCS, and of course the World Series. I don't think that should be taken for granted.
Can entertain a motion to adjourn.
Salute.
You got a motion, second? Everybody's kind of aye.
Aye.
See you all in November.